Turn, forgive your neighbor 49 times 3. 7 times 7 or whatever times. 7. No, 7
big man,
times
big man. 7. I'm not even taking a piss. Maths is involved in your previous job.
No, I'm trying to remember how many times.
Man was doing bare I think multiplication.
It was 7 times 70.
You know when man's got the syringe?
Nah,
or whatever.
Do I do syringes?
And man's going,
yeah, I do.
Ah, yeah, it was 30, 45, 65 units.
Hey, just take the thing, man.
There you go.
Just take the thing, man.
Just calling me statistic.
Take half of that, and if you're still alive, take the other half.
Bomb blast. No. That's it.
Yeah. That if is my doctor, standard.
If my doctor said boom blast, I would say, take half of that, and if you're still alive, take about
boom blast. Boom blast.
End of a shift.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Late Night and Wet Wipes. By those noises, you already know to my left, I'm joined by Kazeem Shoot from the Hip Jamal.
Don't know.
And to my right, we got
Darren Griffiths.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing, man?
Good, man. Good. I'm all right. Yeah, same.
Anyone want to reflect on anything?
No. Nope.
Reflection?
No. Nope.
Section. Section. No,
not,
section.
Not, from no. not from last week.
Not from last week.
Nope.
Nah. But you got, anyone got something to say, man? Like, even if you don't reflect on something from last week, anything that's been on your mind from a parenting perspective, let this be your sort of parental therapy.
Yeah. Did you have one?
I'll go on, but you go on.
I'll make mine quick.
Did you talk about... actually, no, don't worry.
Go on.
So, without saying too much, yeah, like the last 7, almost 8 months now, yeah, have not been easy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They've been, oxymoron, they've been great, but they've not been easy, right?
Yeah, great, but challenging.
Yeah, super challenging in terms of parental aspect, right? In terms of a relationship aspect, okay, yeah? It's put... things happen, you know, that are outside of people's control and whatnot and whatnot. Yeah. And once you finally get to the very core of it and you strip it all back and you go like, all right, let's actually address this. It made me think in other aspects of my life as well. And I sit back and I go, oh, such and such is the comic and such is the comic. Da-da-da-da. And sometimes I'm always, and this is not saying what you said at the beginning, but sometimes I'm always labeled as like the controversial or the, you know, the savage or the, but when you actually listen to my material, it's actually quite emotional, personal, bloody, bloody, blah. Mm. Anyway, and I always kind of felt like a way about that. And sometimes I've tried to lean into, oh yeah, savage, do all that. Cool, cool, cool. But it just didn't really feel like me, because if you think I'm savage or whatever, that's great. But if you actually listen to what I'm saying, more often than not, I'm actually telling you something. And I just like to say jokes that are sometimes at the line. So what I've actually felt like has been a quote unquote calling for me in the midst of all that has come from my relationship, oddly enough, is the happy to help person.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah? The happy to help person. Hopefully, you know, my comedy and my comedic expression in other things, helps people. And I've had messages before where it's helped people. I'm
that's
sure you
nice,
guys have had as well.
Yeah, where it's helped nice. People.
But I feel like I've got a bigger nest to give from. So, with incorporating all aspects of things, I just wanna help people. And I mean, caught in a rock and a hard place, because it's like, do you document that or not? Because obviously it's really good content in certain aspects, all right? It could inspire others. It could change others' thinking, others' way of thinking around things.
No doubt.
You know, inspire them to help others, and et cetera, et cetera. And I don't want nothing in return. I just want to help. I just want to have fun and help. So there's a couple of things I've got in the planning, and some are kind of like quite audacious, fun at the same time. But you never know, like, who may be in the room when I do these random things. And it's not just because the camera's rolling, but I just want to, and there'll be things I do behind the scenes that no one knows of that I have done before as well. But I feel really positive about this. You know what I mean? And I feel like once I get this out there, it would actually be like, you know, stand up clips, videos of this, etc., etc. The sketches and everything, that's all cool. That's fun, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like this is a real thing. And it all started with, similar to what I said in the last thing, where you got to know, like, someone's got to break this cycle. Yeah. Being someone that goes, right, at the moment, I'm not helping my family. I'm not helping my partner emotionally. And they need me. They're not actually quite saying it. And this is not like being self-centered.
Yeah.
But you can sometimes see, oh, right, you're actually asking me for help. I just can't see it the way you're asking me for it. I can see it now and I'm going to help you. And then I was like, why would I just stop here when I help in my 9-to-5 job?
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. So, yeah. That's been my...
You're calling, so you're gonna help people. Is it so you're gonna help people through telling your story? Is that the aim?
Help people through telling my story. I want to do things where it's just like just random acts of kindness, like whether that be financial or just like randomly popping up and being like, does anyone need anything, or seeing something online, like I need someone to help me move, and then just pulling up, not anyone expecting this comedian. Like it's just a follower that I'd followed back.
Right.
They don't know me. They could be Quay and be like, I need help moving. And then just being like, yeah, I'll do it. We'll pull up. But like documenting the whole journey. And then just being like, we're just trying to help as many people as possible.
Hey, man. Oh, what's this space then, innit? What's this space? See what Kazeem comes up with, innit? You know what I mean? I'm interested to see.
But I'm not gonna change to be like this old pansy, this lovey-dovey. Ooh. Let's feed the world. That's a very good initiative, and can big up you, man, yeah? But I'm still going to be that guy that does that stupidness, like what I just did there.
You
but just know
your own narrative, isn't
it? Yeah, man. I'm just me.
And that's all you can be. Be the best version of you.
We'll do it live! Darren's looking like he knows I'm going to get fucked up soon.
But then, Darren, you said obviously when you guys decided you had a story, because he told his story, what did you do, or what do you want to get off your chest?
Well, I guess it kind of flicks into one of the questions, one of the topics we'll talk. So I guess we mix them together, right? About what lies you're gonna tell your kids, or how you manage things. So obviously, if you have a toddler, anyone at home knows you have a toddler, you lose something, and that's called privacy. You don't have any privacy in your house. At all, doors can't be locked because it would just be mayhem and madness. You just try to just go for a wee, go for a shit.
So toilet doors open, master bedroom open.
If they're awake, there's a chance they're coming in. That it's a part of your life. You'll have it. And so me and my wife decided before we had kids early on. So, oh, you know, like names of like your genitals and things like that. Are you going to give them like Willy and Minnie and stuff like that, or you're just gonna just say the word? Like, well, the best thing to probably do, both agree, is just to give the proper word for it,
yeah,
and stuff. Same as that Father Christmas and stuff. It's like Naomi didn't grow up believing in Father Christmas. She knew it wasn't a real thing, so it's like, I don't want to lie to my kids about Father Christmas, so
yeah,
they can just know that other people believe in Father Christmas, they can know he doesn't exist.
Is that coming from that wanting to take the credit? Like, I bought these presents.
Not even that, it's just, why lie to your kids? Just let them know this, he doesn't exist. He's a fictional character, he's not a real thing. Like, it's people just like it as part of Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah, and so what happened was I go for a wee,
mm-hmm.
Daughter comes in, she's seen me wee before.
Yeah,
and she kind of does this thing where she tries to move to the side of the toilet because she's like, why is he standing up? I don't understand what's happening here.
Oh, so she takes a peek?
Yeah, she's like, and then she's kind of going, I don't even understand what's happening here, and then just leaves. Right?
And why is the toaster in here? Sorry.
So she's never verbalized anything. Then I think now she's got a little brother.
Yeah.
And she's seen that he has a penis. And she sees me. She goes, "What's that?
What on your son?"
To me now, as I've come out of the shower. And, like, what's that?
That is none of your business.
And I was just like,
that's why you're here.
Yeah, I was about to say Willie. I was like, no. We said, I was like, oh, I said, I did for, if I don't make a fuss of it, don't make a thing of it.
Yeah.
I just say it. I go, oh, okay, that's my penis.
Yeah.
And she was like, I walked off. But after I said that, now I was just like, my daughter kind of just downloads information and then just uploads it whenever.
Oh, whenever. At the wrong time.
She's one of those. She's at the age where she just starts saying words.
Dinner. Yeah, okay.
Just what she was saying. Words. She's like, she bath, bath. She just starts saying.
She a parrot.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just like just spits out words, and so I just had this moment of time going. What if she just starts, she's at nursery, she just goes, toy. I was like, yeah, toy. Door, yeah. Penis. It's just like, oh my God. Like, what are we going to do?
How do you explain that without sounding crazy? Yeah. But then obviously you could just give the explanation.
I'll give the explanation. Poor what? Yeah,
nah, but that's a different explanation because...
Yeah, in hindsight...
You're just going to look guilty saying it.
Yeah, me telling you the story voluntarily like now, that sounds normal.
Yeah.
If someone asked... so she said penis white. What happened was I come in the shower and she just like... I was naked. She asked, what's that? And I said, that's my penis. They were like, what?
Plus, they're already probably coming to you with a preconceived notion.
Like, yeah.
When you say that to them, they're going to be like, okay, Mr. Griffiths.
Because right.
Because even with her own body.
We've seen this before.
We don't use any different. We said, oh, that's your vulva. Like that. That's what we say to her. We don't say, that's your mini. That's your mini. No, vulva. That's the word you need to learn.
Oh, you going straight for the anatomy.
Medical.
Even Michael doesn't know what that is.
What is a vulva?
What is it?
Fucking dickhead.
is that a type of latte?
Yeah.
A prep?
Yeah, because that means like... I dare while you go into a coffee shop ask for a vulva latte.
I'm going to ask for a triple bypass.
Can I get a vulva latte, please? And double milk.
I'm going to ask for a colonoscopy when I walk.
You're such a dickhead. This agenda's so dumb.
That's it. Oh, now, that campaign's dumb, but anyway.
That's it. Justice for pretty, you know. They ain't campaigning for shit.
But yeah, so I guess to spin off that question, I guess is two questions. One, are you gonna have nicknames for genitals for your privates for your kids? And two, what lies are you gonna tell your kids? Because,
ooh, I think I don't know if I can hit them with a medical like straight away.
But aren't both you, your missus, medical?
Yeah, we are. But I'm not sure if I wanna like impression them. That's not the right word, but like put that on them. I think we'll use immature terms to maybe they're like five.
Project.
But why though? Why do you want the immature?
Because like I don't want them saying like with their peers, like if all of their peers are saying, oh, wee wee and wiener and they're like, no, it's a penis. Like fucking old Dexter. Like yeah, chill out, mate. You know what I mean? Like,
but I think that's better. Like they're playing football and the ball hits him, and I was like, oh, the ball's hit me in the penis and testicles. Ow.
Like, come on. Like,
that is
be ow. A chubby on my wiener hurts. Ow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ball hits him in the head. Oh, I'm concussed. Like, no. Yeah. The ball hit you in the head.
James just kicked me in the testicles. Missed. James just kicked me in the testicles. That hurt.
Nah.
Yeah, sounds like you deserved it.
Teams got to take it way more seriously. James just kicked me in the balls. Boys, be quiet. James just kicked me in the testicles.
That is something. That is something. But I think I want these kids to be kids, man. And I think we know that you had fun using these incorrect terms when you were younger.
No, but they will know the incorrect terms for penis.
He made that, probably. Do you think your daughter knows the incorrect term?
No, but she will learn them at school. But then she will also know, yeah, but these are incorrect terms for this word. So when she's confronted with the medical word, so now it's going to be the flip. When she's now in science and on doing the anatomy thing, and they go, okay, and this is the vulva, and all the other kids. She's just like, but that's what it's called, though.
Mm. Oh, man, I don't know if I want that. I want that.
You want her. You want your kid to be that.
Yeah. Giggle. Be a child.
Penis.
Be a child. Giggle at the silly word. Oh my god, the penis. Ah. Then they run away and stuff like that. Like I want him to be a kid first. I think I want him to be a silly boy. What about you?
I've got a family member, right? That when they were born, well, when I was 13, 14 when they were born, right? And they, at a very young age, were very formal.
Yeah.
And it was like, allow it, fat man. Like, I love you, big man, but come on, fam.
He's like, hello, cousin. How things been?
Good day.
Essentially.
It's like, you're 4 years old.
Essentially.
I know.
We always like be like, yeah, he's probably somewhere doing taxes or balloting for some.
How you feeling about going to school? Apprehensive. Yeah. Quite apprehensive.
He's a great kid. The only sports Tottenham, so we won't hold that against him. But
I'm filled with trepidation.
And
really.
His dad supports Newcastle, so that was an intense household.
Oh, that must have been intense the other day, boy. That was a slap up.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, he was very formal and it was kind of like, where's the kid?
Yeah, be youthful. Yeah, 100%. Don't take their youth away.
But then I would go out and like play football with him and stuff like that, and he'd be like, there you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the kid's in there. Boy, like, I don't know, man. Like, everything's like just making it up as I go along, really, at the moment. Like, my son, he's not consciously doing it, but he's saying like nan sounds and the dad sounds.
Right, yeah.
And when he says it, I respond to him.
Yeah.
I'm not going, you're not saying that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I am kind of lying to him, like, or lying to myself, really, being like, you are saying, it's a tricky one.
No, but that is, you're encouraging speech. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You're not lying to your kid.
When do you start then? When do you go, right, this is when I go, from when they're talking?
What, as in what?
From when you start going, right, this is how I'm going to approach things. With like the penis,
Because
Santa Claus, all of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because like another one, I guess it's like, for example, my daughter keeps on calling lions tigers. Now, I know some people be like, yeah, it's whatever. It's like, it's close enough. I'm like, no, it's a lion.
Mm.
And she's like, tiger. I was like, it's not a tiger, darling. It's a lion.
I'd just be like, sure thing, buddy.
You're so pedantic.
No, she's gonna look. How's she gonna know what a lion is, though?
Actually, I'm a bit on your side.
How's she gonna know what a lion is? She's gonna be that kid who's in school go, oh, that's a tiger. Everyone's kids like, it's a lion, dickhead.
Actually, I'm a bit on your side. I'm a bit on your side.
But that never corrected me because he loved me too much. Just like, nah.
You know, obviously, there's always that fine line of obviously correcting, and that's not a big thing.
I'm not chastising her for it. It's like, are you dumb, blood? Do you see stripes? No, I'm not doing
when
that.
My stepdaughter gets some things like wrong, like she hasn't done it for a while, but she would for as long as I've known her, she would say things like, she would say licked or picked, like picked.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And obviously this is very early on. He's a fucking grandma gears. I just wanted to be like picked. The word is picked.
Would you never correct her? So when she says it, what would you?
I probably would now, but she hasn't done it for a while. But this is when, when I first, like, not first met her.
But we were just getting to know her.
Yeah, and I was like, and then like for a while,
you just,
I used to
need just fucking 2 foot tackles the whole relationship. Just like,
yeah.
If his business like getting of each other, it's like, yeah, man, it's like, yeah, your daughter's cool and stuff. It's like pick, it's like picked. She's like, well, okay. Kazeem, you need to leave. He's just like, damn it. No, I'm sorry.
I had to hold it together, man. You know what I mean? Because then I just started thinking about I met her when she was 5. This must have been around when she was about 6 to 7 years old. Yeah. And I was like, could I say it at that age? Right? But then I got to weigh up other things. Like, I went to private school. There was like 10 of us in a class.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to digest information where you can get that. But then, like, she hasn't said it for ages. So I guess she's learned from it. Yeah, and then, like, things like that. But PP, I don't know what I'll do. I'd probably be like, if he was like, what's that? I'd be like, it's my dick. You got one too.
See, that's the thing. I've got a guy there, see?
Yeah, that's the thing. You can go west.
Yeah.
very west of it and be like, yeah, just give it another synonym.
But the thing is actually as well,
because this dick on a cock.
Yeah.
They're different
but
things.
You're saying this in relation to your daughter, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've only got my son that's going to ever see me in that situation. Yeah. So I remember seeing my dad's once and being like, whoa.
That's insane.
No, but that's what.
I saw it and I was like, what the fuck is that trouser monster, bro?
Yeah, because that's a man cock.
Yeah, it was serious, bro. I was like, G-Boss is Lord.
That is hilarious.
No, I remember
I never asked him. I never asked him, what is that?
You just saw dick and you like.
And I think it's because I went, I have one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing.
But that's just
so like, if my son went, what is that? And I'd be like, well, you tell me, you got one as well. You've been walking around for this long and not known what is down there.
Yeah, look down.
This is where you go. This is where you go toilet. This is. I'd probably liken it to something like, you see, when you eat, it goes in here. You take all the good stuff and it comes out here. Some people call it. I might even go. It's good we talk about this. I might even go. What do you want to call it? I call it X whatever.
Yeah, X.
I call it. And you might play it up for children or you might not. I call it my penis. Or some people call it a pee-pee or a willy. What do you want to call it?
And let them choose.
Yeah.
Because I think what it is, like, society, we've sexualized a lot of things, isn't it? And a penis is just on its own. It's all vagina.
Yeah, 100%.
They're not, they are obviously genitals.
Yeah.
And they can be used for sex. But just they themselves, then it's not a sexual thing. It's
not good, like in anatomy. When we learn anatomy, we're not like, oh my goodness, it's not horny.
It's part of your body.
Whatever, innit?
So it's like.
When you first see a vagina, like in sex education, you're like, I'm meant to like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when it put plainly in front of you, it's not all jazzed up.
There is nothing appealing about that to me.
Because I'm also like, I'm pedantic on other parts of the body as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just because no one would ever give a nickname for an elbow, would they? It's like it's just your elbow. Just call it an elbow. But it's like,
well, Jamaicans do.
Huh?
Jamaicans.
Well, Jamaicans call that your hand from your shoulder down. It's your hand.
Well, Jamaicans call it a helbow.
A helbow. That's your whole hand. Your hand from here to here. Is your
that's
hand.
Where the handball rule came from. And, came from Jamaica.
And then from your hip to your toe is your foot. We got licking the foot. It's like where?
Have you seen that video of someone in Jamaica? They're doing like the questions in Jamaica kind of thing.
That's on the street.
Yeah. And he's like, tell me, I'm not doing the accent. He's like, tell me where your brain is located. Yeah. This brother gives some answer. He's like, I'm gonna try and do it as best I can. He's like, you see when you're lift up. Yes, yeah, man, yeah.
There's no his brain is.
And he goes, yeah. But your brain, where the like this? And he's like,
that is crazy.
And he's just saying words, bro.
That
just,
is crazy.
When you're silent, everywhere. And you're like, what?
Fuck me when you're solid everywhere. Yeah, that's insanity.
Those street questions are fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
That is funny. But there, it's like, yeah. Because I guess you're asking where you draw the line. Because, for example, I think I've heard my wife refer to here as your tummy.
Yeah.
That's a generally accepted word.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, do you mean your abdomen?
Oh shit! Fuck me, Doctor Darren.
That's a bit much, Darren.
Man said abdomen. So toddler, 21. Fuck, nah, that's too much.
That's a bit much.
Let her run, or stomach or something like that. Let her run with stomach.
No, your stomach's an organ.
Oh my goodness.
Like, see, I'm prepared to give you a lot of leeway.
Nah, that's
as the
too
elder
much.
Father in the room, right?
But I
can't rock with you on that
saying,
one.
I understand abdomen, that one might have been too far.
Might have been.
Whereas I think penis is not too far.
I'm on board with that. Yeah. Abdomen.
The
only thing I'm not on board with was the use of might in that sentence.
Might what?
Might have been too far. If you'd used definitely, man, I would have been like, yeah, you're, yeah.
No, because the reason why Naomi said, no, we have to give up real names for gender. I agreed. It's actually quite a dark reason, because she was saying, for child protection purposes, if it ever came, like, if it ever happens to a
this is her work speaking, a primary school teacher head on.
If it happens to a child and then it's an investigation, they go, what happened? Where are you touched? If they start using nicknames and weird words, there's like, we can't press any charges against this person because they said they touched on their foo. It's like, what is a foo-foo?
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah, but if you went, where is that?
Then there's like,
or if you've got there, a, you know, when they like get the doll,
then you get a doll and then you put and the pin on the doll, or they get an artist to draw all that, like, other type of fancy
vulva stuff. They're like, Jesus Christ, okay, let's arrest this guy. this child just said vulva.
I think I might arrest a child.
Why do you know what a vulva is?
Yeah.
Penis. Little girl.
Bringing the man back in the room. I think you're the victim here, sir.
No, so you don't touch.
He was clearly assaulted by someone with Benjamin Button disease.
It's weird though. It's another void.
You've been played, sir.
That is insane.
Is it weird though? Because you won't even get to police investigation anyway if that ever happened.
Oh, well, you're killing them dead.
100. 100.
I mean,
I don't think anyone.
Sorry, wait.
For legal reasons. For legal reasons.
Why did you stop me?
Why did you stop me?
Can I get a close up?
That is insane. Yeah,
I just would like to say this is an entertainment purposes only. This is a little disclaimer. If I was ever caught in that situation, I would be too distraught to do anything apart from coming my toaster and wipe my tears. Okay. I wouldn't do anything.
That's a strange time to cover your toaster. I mean, there's never an appropriate time to cover your toaster, but that's a strange time.
If you you're pulling the DeLonghi at the wall.
What did you call it?
The DeLonghi. The DeLonghi brand,
didn't it? Wait. Let me get it again. Yeah. I just want to say, you know, as you remember at the top of this podcast, I was talking a lot about helping people. And if such a thing should happen to my child or children or anyone, you know, extremely close to me, I would just help them.
Be a vigilante hunter.
Meet Jesus. That's all I would help them do. I would just help them meet Jesus. That's not a crime at all. It's actually a religion. I'd actually probably get elevated in church for that. So but I'd probably start my own congregation after that. I can help you meet Jesus.
Do you mind, that's one of the crimes where I think society will literally like pay your GoFundMe and stuff like that. Like, it's just one of the things that society doesn't fuck with. So it's like, they'll even be calling the judge a prick for sentencing you.
Oh, well, people talk about death penalty. It's like, I'm not sure about death penalty. Like, even me, I'm like, I don't think death penalty.
For pedophiles, 100%.
And then someone goes, yo, what about people who touch kids? It's like, oh, fuck. Like, obviously they.
Like, why even ask it?
Obviously
like,
them. But, I mean, but for everyone else, it's not sure.
Like, shoot them up. Like,
I think you need to do due process.
No, I think for people that, like, rapists, pedophiles, I think there should be a, like, you know how you got like two-step authentication to get into like your phone or apps and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I think there should be a two-step punishment, where it's like, you get raped.
Jesus.
And then you get killed.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
My word.
Wow.
What, you think that, sorry, is that too far?
I don't know what's too far.
Well, I mean, who is the state-appointed rapist?
No, what, like, who has
that job?
No, have you seen those?
Who's on taxpayers' money? The state appointed.
I'd fund that.
No, but someone has to do that job.
That is insane.
You know what I mean?
How have we got here?
No one ever thinks of that guy.
No,
that
it's
guy
not,
who's now out in society.
I have.
Who is he? Look, who is that
he's
guy?
He's not a person.
Have
you seen those pornos where they got the machine?
Okay, it's a machine. Yeah. Look, see what you've made sense of the punishment. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, because I hear a lot of people,
you're just there for hours.
That is,
you're just there for hours getting pumped.
Jesus Christ!
And then just as you hear the motor going, and the battery's down, I just walk in, blow, dead.
But
headshot.
There is someone headshot. Who has to be employed to supervise this and press the button. Who is that person?
It's me. I told you I'm here to help. I told you I'm here to help.
That is sadistic on another level.
I could not press that. But I'm
a rapist.
I don't mind.
Or a pedophile.
Could you be an executioner?
No.
Okay.
No, I can do it.
So you can happily
press the button.
do the unless it's a paedophile or rapist.
Yeah, that's it. But if it, yeah, let's, I'm saying paedophile rapist, could you be executioner?
Electric chair, gone. See ya.
Oh, you're done.
Bye.
You do it. Easy.
Goodbye.
What about you? Could you
surprise, surprise.
Executioner.
See, I always, my mind's so weird because I always think, yeah, if it was clean and bang, they're dead, cool. But what if it's like a mad one and then it's old Darren, you can't actually go home, you need to fix the machine and like it's just like lock. And then,
I don't want you get to go home, though.
No, no.
Rapists and pedophiles don't get humane deaths.
It's small talk.
Sorry, fam.
It's small talk in the rooms. Like,
law abiding citizen, I'm going to decimate you, cuz.
No, no standing in your way.
I'll tell you who fucking be the person to push the button. That person's family.
You get that? That is sadistic on another level. That's crazy.
I think they would be up for it.
Nah, they think they'll be up for it until they're in there. Like,
all right, and I'll be the alternate.
Those that's.
Oh, you mean the victim family, not the perpetrator?
Yes, yes. The victim family.
Yeah, unless one of them had a meeting with the Lord and said, "Forgive this." I don't know. Some people.
Lord also said, "Eye for an eye." No.
Yeah, he did the Old Testament. Yeah, and then he said, "Forgive your neighbor 49." Oh my goodness gracious! Forgive your neighbor 49 times 7 times 7 or whatever times, isn't it? Seven times.
I'm not even taking a piss. Maths is involved in your previous job.
No, I'm trying to remember how many times.
Man was doing bare multiplication.
It was 7 times 70.
You know when man's got the syringe?
Nah, I don't
or whatever.
Do I do syringes?
A man's going,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, it was 30, 45, 65 units.
Hey, just take the thing, man.
Yeah, there you go.
And just take the thing, man.
He's calling me statistic.
Take half of that. And if you're still alive, take the other half of it.
One blast. No, that's it.
That is standard.
If my doctor said boom blast, I'm saying take half of that, and if you're still alive, take about boom
blast.
End of a shift.
Yeah, fam.
Come on. There are people say, "Well, what do you want? Do you want the real? You want a doctor that talks, that thinks that you talks like you? Or do you want oh, good day, sir.
Yep.
Why?
What like that supply teacher that's walking down the hall, guy? Like, where's
oh, yeah.
Where's detention? The guy's like, oh, there's a shut up, waste man, like that.
Yeah, you want a doctor that's going to be.
So you want, a doctor or... in Great Ormond Street because there's man them on the wards.
Yeah.
Fam, imagine going to your meeting.
Little kid's got like bone cancer. The guy's just like, bro, what's going on?
Yeah.
All right. That's mad, you know.
Yeah, we're going to do a little op on you. You got the ops.
Right.
No, or even like you go to see the doctor and it's like a physical.
Radio team.
Or it's a physical. You're going to see the doctor, it's a physical.
Yeah.
And obviously, man's got to check out your testicles.
Yeah.
See?
Proper word.
Yeah, testicles, proper word. All right. But it might not be from the doctor. You pull down your trousers or whatnot, yeah? And he's like, fam, I got to check your testicles, yeah?
Mm.
No homo. But man's got to see that, yeah?
Yeah. He's got to do his thing.
You get me?
Yeah, say no more.
And then afterwards, what? Yeah, love. Yeah, it's all good, fam. You're good.
Yeah,
you're good,
it's about the thing.
You're good. You're good.
Yeah. It's about the thing. Look, pull it. Look.
Man's giving you your prescription in fucking baggies.
There's some places that were
old that. Old that.
That's two Coca-Cola mold there, everybody. Yeah.
Say no more.
Drink that with a little bit of brandy. You're nice, fam. Pain gone, fam. Come on.
So you're having sex, yeah?
Come on, okay, my guy.
Okay.
My guy.
And he goes,
who's what? That one over there that dropped you off. Say nothing, my guy. I banged her too. Come on.
Okay, cool. Any girls from West Africa? Yeah. Nah, okay.
Nash.
Okay, right.
You got that Nash.
Any rashes? Okay, say no more.
Come on, cuz. Yeah, you want
Before you go, oh, what's that, doctor? Did I forget something? Sorry. You had to give me my prescription. Nah, fam. My mixtape still. Let me know what you think.
Hey, Dr. Dre's not a real doctor, fam.
It's 2023. Why are you giving me a CD? Hey, shut up, nigga. My mixtape, fam.
You got chlamydia, bro.
what you got? IG. You got IG. I beg you, Fuller, man.
Sorry. He told him the services were lit. Still,
yeah. Give me a couple likes on Insta.
Share to the story too.
You won't have to wait. You won't have to wait on that 4-hour thing again, my guy. Yeah.
Come
when
on,
you pull up, just give man the signal, yeah?
Boom blast.
I bring you right to the front of the queue, my guy.
Yeah, man.
You want that.
Oh, you see that like nurse over there? That. Slag, bruv. Slag.
You can't be disrupted there.
Hey, big man. Hey, don't tell anyone, yeah? But look what I got. It's a Pret. Lol. It's a coffee from Pret.
Lol. Lol. I think people want that, man. I think we want the real, man. Sometimes you want the real. Sometimes you want to feel comfortable. And if talking like that makes you feel comfortable, sometimes you want your medical professional to reciprocate that. If it's authentic, though. If it's not authentic, that's the worst.
But you want them to use proper medical terms for the body, though.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to the body, yeah, you can't just be like, all right, man, your stomach and it's your abdomen. You know
like,
what I mean?
You can't go to a gynecologist like Minge Doctor. I'm Minge Doctor. It's like, don't call me gynecologist. It's a Minge Doctor.
Yeah. You want that professionality or professionalism, I should say, at the right
moment. Imagine your wife's giving labor and the doctor comes out of the room. She's like, yeah, so I've checked a Minge. Pretty dilated.
Yeah, that's we're fighting. We're fighting at the labor ward. Yeah, it's a swingers.
You know what I mean? Or even before he comes into the labor room, he's like, all right, where is she?
Smell that.
What?
You know what that is, don't you, dirty bastard? You know
what
it is?
Don't worry, you are literally the fourth Minge I've been in the last 15 minutes. So don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Just like,
It's a fighting thing.
On that note, though.
Devontae Davis thing. Come on, we're swinging.
On that note, though.
That guy can't come in the room.
In all seriousness, though, like, I do think, I know we're going back a bit, I do think paedophiles and them, man, should get, at least life means life.
Life means life.
Like, you're not coming back out of it.
Even if you get
death sentence, if you had the death sentence, yeah, like, at the very least, that is the maddest of the maddest thing, man.
What, death?
No. Them man do.
Look, man. You know, you done wrong when not even society fucks with what you've done. You know what I mean? Yeah. When society, but even some murders, some people are like, oh well, you know.
If I was in that situation,
or you know, like when you see the true crime docs and you see how they grew up and bloody bloody blah. Yeah. But we were saying that obviously.
Are you gonna lie to your kids about?
No, we were saying paedophiles usually have trauma in their life.
Yes.
Right. But.
Yeah, hurt people.
But does it excuse?
Of course.
Because a lot of people have different types of trauma in their life. Yeah. Does it excuse that behavior?
Absolutely.
And what do we feel as parents? Uh-huh. Trying to circle.
Nice.
And how do we feel as parents? I actually lost my train of thought there. You know, saying
you
know, hurt
feel,
people,
how
hurt
do
people.
Feel as parents.
You wouldn't want hurt people.
How do we feel as parents?
We can't. That behavior is still unacceptable. All right, that's it. So, how do we feel about people that consciously go, "I have these thoughts and I'm trying to fix it before I do something"?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
How do we feel about those people?
Yeah, because that is a mad one, right? Mm. Because
if you said to me or you said to someone, "I've got a voice in my head," telling me to kill everyone,
and I want that voice to shut up,
yeah. Because I don't want to be that guy.
That's very different to a person who goes, I've just murdered all these people. Why? Because someone told me to in my head.
Yeah.
No, so, it's true, but with mental health, you do that. You have that.
Like, I feel like I have these urges to do this. I hate it. I hate myself for having these thoughts, for having these urges. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here, right? Yeah. How do we as parents feel about those people that recognize that?
Yeah.
And before any crime has been committed, I need
help.
Here's
my thing. I do have sympathy for those people if they are proactive in the sense of I hate the fact that I have these thoughts, and then they take some action to take themselves away from society of some sort. I don't mean dead themselves, they have to kill themselves, that's extreme, but like seeking help.
They gotta go to the mountains and repent. That's what they gotta do.
Or just taking some sort of proactive action.
Even if they decide become a better person, I've got to be castrated or something. I don't know, but what someone suggested about castration, but then they've still got hands and they've still got
They gotta go get some intensive psychological psychiatric help.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because that's when like you got the differentiation in it between the paedophile and the sex.
I think abuser
because paedophile someone just has the thoughts in it. So
I think if you have the thoughts, if you have the thoughts, I think like especially in those guys that are into the kids, you just can't be trusted to be around kids.
No, of course not. Again.
Oh yeah, yeah. You have to be on the register.
Yeah,
you got to know yourself.
They don't. They've not perpetrated anything.
But you know the register though.
I think you should self refer, man. Yeah. If you're having a full self refer to the register.
That's a good idea.
But you know the register. Yeah, and there should be like a little asterisk next to your name. Goes self referral.
Yeah,
like
this person. Ain't done shit.
Like taking yourself to rehab.
They've said.
Yeah,
but the register. I ignorantly thought that the register was like some kind of public access document.
No, because people go and get them guys.
Only when I thought it out, it's like, of course it's not a public. It's like, it needs to be in the register. It's like, it actually doesn't make much difference to your life as a regular civilian that person's on the register.
But once they move somewhere, like everyone gets informed that sex offenders are in your area.
No, you don't. You can send a request.
To see how many are around.
To see if that person is on the register. So if you've got a new neighbour that comes, and they have to actually act booky in the first place. You can't just do a random one. Like, yeah, Mr. Watson at number 7.
He's a dickhead.
But there's a search. There's a search you can do to see how many
you, are in
your
But age. You have to like make a request to the police and you have to bring a case. They were talking to my kid in the weird way. This happened.
Enough suspicious now activity.
And they will confirm whatever.
But there is a service that's kind of like a weather heat map.
Right.
That shows you like in your borough or something.
Rotten. I didn't check that before I moved.
How many pedophiles or sex offenders are in your
It's not. It's not a live map, is it? Like I'm just like,
well, like Snapchat.
Like your house. Your house is there, and there's just red swarms just moving towards your house. It's
my
God.
I think it's just like this is a hot spot. This is not a hot spot.
How about this? Look out your window.
Get it, toaster!
Just bare trench coats.
That is such a fucking standard.
That is insane. How can you see?
Imagine a man out there that just loves trench coats. He's like, this is drippy, fam. Now everyone's like, you pedo, get away.
There's
from
some people who are unfortunate though. Just look like a pedo.
Oh yeah, people look like pedos.
Yeah,
people
look like. I was pedos. Like, that poor guy.
Did you ever Google Brian Peppers?
No, does he
don't do it on your phone. Don't lock you off. They'll send you another emergency.
Emergency alert to the phone. But that's what they should do. If a paedophile's lurking and in the area, they shouldn't be. Just send that alert, man.
Maybe that's what they're doing. And I turned mine off, so.
Damn. But yeah,
I can spot a paedophile a mile off, bruv. They're fucking bait.
But riding full circle again, talking about the lying to your kids.
Yeah.
It's like, how real about the world do you like tell them? Like, do you think? Like,
this is
like, it's like, you know, because you can talk about the boogeyman and you can talk about all these weird mythical creatures.
Yeah.
But there's real monsters out there.
100%.
This real is a monsters. Thing I had. It was kind of like, I'm very grateful for my upbringing, right? And I think I spoke about being able to be in so many different social situations. But one of the ones I'm most grateful for is being, quote unquote, being able to be in the ends.
Yeah.
Streetwise.
And yeah, being streetwise. I remember being living in Lewisham and seeing like a hand-to-hand deal go down.
Yeah.
And just clocking it, not saying anything, not saying anything to my mum and being like, ah, so that's what selling drugs looks like, right?
Right.
Being able to spot someone on the road and being like, no, I'm,
unsavory.
Yeah, that's a mad thing over there, kind of thing. And then growing up, being able to spot danger or potential danger from a mile down the road where other people I know just blindly walking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then I was sat back and was like, I want my son to be street smart. But to be street smart, you have to be in the street.
Yeah.
It's fucking dangerous, right? And not everyone makes it. Mistaken identity, just stray things
wrong
happening.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Or you're fully involved. I would never let that happen. But you know what I'm saying? You've got to be.
But you got to be on the periphery, though. Like, I obviously not to make it about me, but I was never really in streets yet at all. But it was around me and I could see it happening. And I had friends that were involved. Yeah. Yada, yada, yada.
So I think I spoke before is that I dipped my toe in it. Well, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But being in the. But you still got to be.
Like, oh, you
even
got
in this
smart.
Day and age as well. Yeah. If you're stood next to the guy, that's why that rapper's got that line. If you hadn't been in videos, what do you say? Something like, if I hadn't seen you in videos, you know that abracadabra?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a line like that. And it's basically saying, if you wasn't in that video, you could have been completely innocent, but I saw you in the video.
Yeah.
So now you're affiliated with them.
Yeah, because you're associated. Right? Yeah.
So you're just my friend.
Yeah.
and you're doing a music video. Pull up. All right, cool.
No.
Music
video. Yeah, but if you listen to the lyrics of the video, if you're like, yeah, them man there got chef and this guy got chef, and you're saying that and I'm there like this,
yeah,
then
true.
Come and get
obviously,
me.
Just making
a scenario.
But,
no, but my what if you just if you asked to come to a music video? He's like, yeah, we heard the song because it's your friend. He's like, it does music.
Yeah,
he's
and
like,
then if
he's like, oh, we're filming two videos today. It's okay. Like, oh, so you're not just doing the love song? No, 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 we're doing another song. Just all right, just put on this tracksuit, over it?
And if I hear, I shifted. Look, and let me help the director.
He's saying postcodes every. All you mans in E9.
Whoa, don't even say that on the pod.
SE2.
Don't even say that on the pod.
Yeah, say somewhere random like SG2.
No, just say something funky.
It's Stevenage.
Yeah.
I don't think that man will come for us.
That's too close to my house now. I'm there in Primark Stevenage. Like, so what you say about SG2?
Brother, I didn't say nothing.
You got the Stevenage dots on your
dome. I don't
really
know where that postcode is.
What is this?
Anyway? Your daughter comes round, penis.
I'm just here to buy a toaster.
Did your little girl just call me a penis?
Just like, probably.
Hey, brother, come here. Do you like toasters? So my resolution to that was to make my son sack off his homework. And binge watch Top Boy. Learn
about Sully and Deshane.
Yeah.
And ask him which characters he likes. Because if he comes away going, nah, Sully's a bad man. He's just like, okay, you
I'm
going
to be like this. I'm going to be like this.
Technically correct. But he's not seen how his life isn't going well.
It's so dangerous.
Do you see how he doesn't get to see his child? Have you noticed that? No, did I hear you, that, Dad. But what I'm saying is,
did you see Deshane's brother, who was an estate agent?
Yeah. Do you see him? What do you think about him? He was kind of moist, Dad. I can't. Damn it, this is.
Did you see the solicitor that came to represent Deshane?
Eh? He had
what did you think about him?
He was a cool guy.
Yeah.
You only had a cameo, so fuck him.
Yeah.
Did you see the main youth?
Did you see Bashy, who was primarily a football agent and a roadman on the side?
Part time. Before we move on, have we got any listeners' questions this week? Because we've got to wrap up real soon.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. We've got, I guess it's not really for our kids because they're a bit young, but yeah. But I guess the question before wasn't really for our kids exactly. This one is, it said, should children contribute to household bills?
Ooh.
And if so, from what age?
No, 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 no. Staying alive. Staying alive, no. I'll come back to this. I want to hear you. Yes.
I will say no because I didn't have to. When I came back from uni, I lived at home for 3 years and my parents didn't charge me a dime and I was able to save and that allowed me to get the house I'm living in now. So it will be remiss of me to pull that ladder up from my child.
I wasn't asked for any money. And then I found out that my mom probably could have done with the money. And then I was just like, you should have just asked me. And then I started paying money.
Yeah.
And then I moved out and started renting because I was like, I just want to have my own space now.
Yeah. You want to be
that
guy.
So I guess I ended up getting money for a house and stuff later in life. But I don't think I would have saved it anyway. What one of my friend's parents did, which was very smart, is he made his son pay rent.
Yeah.
And then when he was actually settled down, he was getting with his girlfriend, they're going to move in. He's just like, I'll save this much for my deposit. He goes, nah, actually, you've saved this much for your deposit.
That's real nice.
And he's just like, what? He goes, yeah, all your rent you paid me, I just saved it for you because I knew you'd just piss it up the wall.
I think if I thought my child was reckless financially, I would do something like that.
Yeah.
And give it to them at another point. And that's their money.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, otherwise, if I'm not struggling financially and they can live free through me and I didn't think they were stupid, nothing to charge, but I do like that.
Yeah, I thought he was shocked. He had no idea. So I think it's because
he was like, I'm not getting this house anymore.
Yeah. It's Chris Rock's bet.
Cancel that offer.
That if you're like on the side of the road, just staring at your car, just broken down, no one's going to help you. But if someone sees you pushing your car along, they're going to be like, oh shit, this guy needs help.
Yeah.
So I think it was that. It's like, once he saw his son literally working now,
and
putting money away, it's just like, I'm trying to save. I only save this much. He's like, okay, he's in the right headspace now.
Yeah.
I can let him know you can get money back.
Me and my mum have an unhealthy relationship with money between us, right? And there's loads of variables that go into it. Growing up, there wasn't a lot of money going around. Yep. My mum's had jobs like in like government that have been really well paying, and life was good.
Life was good.
Yeah. And then obviously government's changed, heads of departments change, and they bring in their man them, like a manager of a football club, right?
Yeah.
So then there was times where that happened, and then it's like start from the ground again, etc., etc. So it's been like this, you know, up until like the last 10 years, really, where it's just been going up for congrats, congrats, congrats. Single parent, bloody, bloody, blah, all that. When I became of age to work, I didn't. I finished school, went to sixth form, and then spent a year just doing that and rugby. Rugby paid me some money at that age. Mm. And in my head, I got a job in it. I get paid to play. I'm playing every game. I'm one of the first names on the team. But anyway, I digress. I didn't really pay any money, you know, kind of thing. And it was always a case of, like, it was always a stress. And I never felt like I've got money and I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like the house needed money kind of thing. And I just didn't get a job. Then I eventually, after that year, I basically took a year of being a bum kind of thing. And I got a job, all that kind of stuff. But the relationship of money between me and my mum to this day is still a sticking point, right? It's not something that we'll fall out over.
Yeah.
But like my mum will remember that she paid for something 15 years ago.
Oh. Right? Oh, okay. She got that strong memory.
Yes, yeah. So it's a case of like, I might be going to her house or whatnot, and she'll be like, can you get me a packet of tobacco? And my instant response would be, send the money.
Yeah.
So we've got this very unhealthy relationship with money, right? Where it's like, we're keeping tabs on each other consistently kind of thing. And it's like, well, you lived here rent free. And I'm like, but I always lived here rent free. And that was my argument, innit? Yeah. And I was like, but from 0 to 16, I lived here rent free.
Yeah.
How come 16 and a day, I now have an invoice? Kind of thing. And there's like, one of my main aims is to just get a lot of money, give it to my mum, not to go to everyone. I retired my mum. I paid off my mum's mortgage. No. It's to give it to her and go, shush.
Yeah. Shut it. It's done.
It's done.
She'll probably add interest to it and everything.
I'd be so thrill. Like, she'd be like, well, actually,
you asked her before. How much do you think I owe you over time?
I know, because then she'll come back, that barrister mind, she'd go, that's what I said, I think. What you actually owe is, and I'd just be like, do you know what, Matt, I just gave you 100 bags. I just gave you 100 bags, yeah? Just take it and run, get out of there. So we have this really unhealthy back and forth. So to that question, I've always said that I would never, ever, ever charge my son anything. And don't get me wrong, I love my mum, and she broke her back. She moved heaven and earth for me, you know what I'm saying, to give me everything. Remember, I went private school. She made sure I had what all the rich kids had, right?
Yeah, you're competing.
Several jobs, I'll never, ever take that away from her, you know what I'm saying? And I'm much, much grateful. I'm the same way it is with our relationship with money, right? So, just so I don't, I know how it made me feel, and I know how it made her feel, and I don't want that. And I think every generation's got to get better.
Yeah.
So I would say to my son, being like, I'm not gonna, this is your home, innit?
Yeah.
And my mum's always gonna, you know, but I would never charge. I would never charge because I didn't want that to happen to me.
Yeah.
And because it happened in such a way, I begrudgingly handed the money over. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm like, there you go, kind of thing. Now, my son's 45.
45, still living, man.
He can still be living there.
Get him a room, Dad.
But big man.
He's like, nah, I've got a couple of ladies coming through, man. You know, he's just doing dinner date in the kitchen and that, telling you to step outside. Shopping.
Like, you can return to my house at 45 if life's gone mad.
Yeah.
Like, you've left and life's gone, like I said, the door's always open for my kids. Mm. So you can come back at any time, whenever you need to. But you have to leave.
See, I'm different. You don't have to leave.
You can't be in it. No.
Right. So you let your son continuously be about?
Not continuously, but it's like, what's. Now, by that point, it's just like, it is what it is, isn't it? This guy, if he's 45, 50, and he keeps on coming back to my house, it's like, what am I going to do? He's going, never come back. It's like, I should have said this
at 21.
Like, yeah, exactly. This guy's always going to come back. Because he hasn't got his shit together by then. He's going
to
just...
Yeah. My son don't even have to leave. But there's got to be... Remember, the things I'm talking about were like in my early teens to early 20s, right? And there's some things that are still like chips on shoulders or whatever you want to call it. But now I've got money and I'll just be like, whatever.
Yeah. So 45, even when I send, buy milk or something like that.
I'm just saying, like, at 45.
45 and he's got... He's got a part-time gig.
He's 45. I'm 29 years older than him.
Yeah, so you're 74. You're on your pension now.
Big man. Yeah, come on. It's time to wipe my ass. You know what I'm saying?
And he's like, Dad, man, like...
Can't you go to shops? You don't even work, Dad.
I'm not even going to lie. That's the kind of conversations me and my mum have. My mum hasn't had a car for the longest time.
Yeah.
So, because she just didn't want one.
Yeah.
Right? So I'd go to the shops, back and forth, whatever. Can you go to the shops for me? Yeah. She's just got a car. She then asked me to go to the shops. I said, this, what? No. This is what you wanted to, for years. See, when I get a car, yeah, I can't wait to get a car. Cause I'm just going to buy a car because then I don't have to ask you and wait on you to get me things or take me here or take me there. Gets a car, go to the shops with me. What?
That's a bit, isn't it?
That's the luxury of having a son. I
love my mom. I just want to make that clear.
I always just scared of your friend commenting again.
The dynamic was different with you because there's four of you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's another academic each time he speaks to him. Four of you, two parent household.
Yeah.
Do you think the dynamic is different in terms of you growing up and kids coming back home or staying home or?
No, I've come back when we were renovating. I went back for like what?
See, there's a reason attached to it.
It weren't for like being bummed. It was just like
we
gotta go. We got nowhere to stay. So we were there for like six weeks and stuff, and that was cool. Like, they're like, yeah, come back. It wasn't an issue.
Because I feel like I could always go back home if I needed to.
Yeah, the door should always be open, but it shouldn't.
But I think my mum, if you're listening, mum, my mum won't let me forget it. We've got this one-upmanship between us. You've seen the relationship I have with my mum, right? I got to an age, you know, where we've had this like bantery relationship.
Yeah.
There's still respect, there's still love.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's this one-upmanship. Oh, you got me this. Yeah. Can you go get, well, technically, say I gave her 20 quid. Yeah. And then how am I trying to put this? Basically, we keep tabs on things. So you go, oh, can you get me a packet of cigarettes? I'll get you the packet of cigarettes.
I'll get you this, though.
That's £10, right? Yeah. Say that's £10, right? A month goes down the line and you go, say like I still had a bill in her name, I ain't probably to change over.
Is that
right?
I got you this?
And she goes, yeah, the bill's coming out. Can you send the 50 quid? Well, I'm like, actually it's 40 because I'm being reimbursed for them cigarettes, right? And then my mum will go, yeah, well, at 16, remember when you wanted to be a rapper and I bought all that studio equipment you said you was going to pay me back for, but never did. And it's just like,
you can't win that argument. You can't win. You're internally in debt to her.
And
she's going to let you know.
I said to her the other day, I was like, I challenge you to have a day or a conversation where money doesn't come up.
Has it happened yet?
No.
Let's just round this up now, man.
Yeah,
that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wives.
Love you, mum.
I've been Mike Quackadiri.
I'm getting you 100 bags.
100 bags, Kazeem Jamal, and
it's been Darryl Griffiths.
Don't know.
Man like
Darryl
penis.
Toaster Griffiths.
It's toaster.
Take care and peace.
Justice for Brett.